Tomorrow, after you have gotten prepared, you can't shake the waist of Jesus again. Yes.
You can feel more pain.
Just as it feels pain now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you must be nyabo Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Ngenda kusabubuze kumuganda
o. I request to greet your brethren.
Kulise matendo.
You came back from the place.
Gambe simainda robo wadde mukama matendo ngagadala.
I don't know whether you've given God the real praise.
Obaga badega chiwani.
Whether it will be he has been fake.
Mubuza o mugambe dala.
You ask and tell them.
Bibadde byadala.
Has it been real?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So kokebere neighbor wa yabadewo jowali.
First check your neighbor was here yesterday. Are they here?
Wali wataliwo.
Is someone absent?
Eh munonyo mubuze na irwachi.
Look, ask for them.
Eh mubuze irwachi.
You ask them why.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Eh Wetegese.
Have you prepared yourself?
Tuagala kuyongera no kubikulira muki.
We want to move on with revelation and action.
Kubikulira mu nkola.
Revelation and action.
Tubikulira bwetu kola, tubikulira bwetu labisa.
We build as we do, we reveal and we
Mukama
manifest. As God manifests.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tuwali kulinda kulala.
Yes, there is no more any other waiting.
Tuagala kulabikanga tetweyongerayo.
We want to move on.
Checking Amuganda or Rabbi Yazinechita Mukuandika.
Check your brethren, see they come with the book to write.
The book
where they are supposed to write.
Ukakasinga ina pen inge
wandika. Prove you have the pen writing very well. Yes.
Check
whether they have a Bible there.
Anti Jukira.
First remember. We first perceive.
And
we get to understand. We mark in the book. After we have sought in the book of the Lord. And we read. As
he
say Isaiah 34:16. We seek in the book of the Lord. And read. None will lack its
mate.
Because the mouth of the Lord commanded. And his spirit gathered.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Again,
Jeremiah 23:18. Where we sit in the council of God's words. And we perceive them. We understand them.
And
we mark them in our books very well.
Then
we fulfill Jeremiah 23:22. That if we sat in the council of God's words, Jesus has declared. Declare his people his words. Because they may live their evil way. And their evil works. And they appear living. Forever and ever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, prepare your prepared. Prove you've prepared very well. Of the Holy Spirit, never forget them all your days. Books spoken in Jeremiah 31:31-33. That the words of this book, write them in our inner man, in our hearts, even in our minds. Yes. And there fulfill 2 Corinthians 3:1-6.
We
become epistles we minister through. Those read by any person. Written by the ink of the scribe. But by the Spirit of God.
We
come to remind you in the time of speaking to others.
Given
all needs of the scriptures. Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
by name and voice.
Mutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No musumi for Bible.
The Bible reader, Pastor Robina.
Tubagana nyomwena.
We love you all.
In
the name of our Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We pass in this ministry.
Obw'okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Ate okwongera okutuusaako.
Again to move rich unto you.
Ekitundu ekya 33.
Part 30. 3. Are you with us very well? Part 33. Of the book on God's Megalast Agenda of the Earth. Yes. It is part 33. The book of God's Megalast Agenda on the Earth. Call it the book about for knowledge of God international ministries and God's worldwide call
Uganda.
Yes, in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are
still moving on seeing NBs. Words to put on special attention and they are meaningful and there are key in God's worldwide call,
basing
in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, we still see NB number 8.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The way God revealed me, book of remembrance unto all nations, passing through the 7-year heavenly biblical journey from there 2005 to 2011, in series of the visions, the dreams, the trance or transfiguration,
Azotals,
or call it teleportation, including Somim and Urim. And these are spiritual transports, the transport of the Holy Spirit, spoken most in Job chapter 20, verse 8, even Numbers chapter 12, verse 6 up to 8.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are still moving on to see summary of the heavenly journey. Moving on to see summary of the heavenly journey. And we are moving on with the second created heaven.
It's
the rim above, where we find four living creatures,
the
total of spirits of creations, those which were given and those given different bodies in different seasons, in different generations and in different times in the heavens and earth. According to we come read in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1 up to 6.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But you has been with us all the other time, right when we began summer of the heavenly journey, and we moved from this planet earth and we moved to other 9 planets, moved to kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars in the firmament of the heaven. Right there we saw of hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit, where he imprisoned rebellious spirits. And we saw of principalities, Satan and his fallen angels, and their main base in the kingdom of the stars. And we moved from the kingdom of the stars, and we moved to the last created heaven, the fourth heaven at creation, the blue heaven you see.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We passed through its northern door and we reached in the first created heaven, in the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God, where we saw very many things according to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 up to 23. We passed through the northern door. We passed through the northern door of the first created heaven in the rim above, and we entered in the second created heaven, the rim above, where we find the four living creatures, stowal of spirits of creation, those which we are given, and those which are being given, different bodies, in different generations, and in different seasons, in the heavens and on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've studied much, me and you, of the second created heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As we read of it in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And in the middle of this heaven, we saw the four living creatures, stowal of spirits of all creations. Yes. And we went to the central. We found there the two great mountains of brass, those which bear mountains and hills, of the instruments and the voices of praise and worship of God. As we read Zechariah chapter 6 in the verse 1, and when we finished there, we came back to move and see the four living creatures, stowal of spirits of all creations, those given different bodies in different generations and in different seasons, in heavens and the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As we read Ecclesiastes chapter 12, the verse 7, and many other scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we saw that each of the same foreheads of the four living creatures, they released two types of kingdoms.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. According to Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 10, we saw the same four heads of a man on the four living creatures. They released the kingdom of the mankind. Also they released the kingdom of the angels.
And
we saw same four heads of the lion on these four living creatures. How they released the kingdom of the moon, the sun, and the stars.
And
they also released the animal kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
We saw the same four heads of the eagle on the four living creatures. How there is the kingdom of the birds and the kingdoms of the insects. Are we together? Finish, we saw the same four heads of the calf on the four living creatures, the way they release the kingdom of the fish, even the plants. According to Genesis chapter 1, verse 24 and 25, when he said, let there be living creatures, let there be living creatures on the earth, they come from the four living creatures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All those we've come see them, me and you, you two on our different medias.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we next saw the way spirits of creations, they are gotten from the same four heads on the four living creatures, in the second heaven at creation, the rim above. They are brought in the same four heads which are in the wheels of the cherubims, in the first created heaven, the rim above. And where they are gotten, they are put on the golden altar of God. The angels Raphael of the times and seasons, where they pick up spirits of creation, bring them here, be given bodies. And we connected scriptures, That is Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 10. Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 14. Including Zechariah chapter 5. Verse 5 up to 10.
And
we saw many things there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So the heading we've just concluded. Is it exact? Yes. Seven families of angels. And seven families of mankind. Which come from the same foreheads of a man. Which are on the four living creatures. In the second heaven at creation. The rim above. When we first saw seven families of angels. We saw family of angels Michael who was to fight wars. We saw family of angels Gabriel. Messengers of the word of God. We saw family of angels Raphael. Angels of times and seasons. Angels measurements and scales. We saw family angels Abaddon of the chains. Of the key of the bottomless pit. Responsible over death and hell. We saw family of angels Ariel. Angel of rainfall,
Agayanja,
the oceans,
awamu nobutonde,
even the creations.
Twaraba family ya malaika Kamuel.
We saw family of angels Kamuel,
ba malaika abomuliro,
the angels of fire.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Eran twaraba family yomusanvu.
And we saw seven family.
Family ya ba malaika Jophiel.
Family of angels Jophiel.
Basiru ya Katonda.
Those of the seal of God.
Abasiringa.
Those who seal. All the children of God, those who hear and believe, and they do, as the everlasting gospel of salvation is, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. There are many things we studied on families of those angels, and we saw they were released once. There is no young angel. According to Job chapter 38, verse 7, we finished concerning seven families of angels. We went to see seven families of mankind, which come from the same four heads of a man, which are on the four living creatures.
Hallelujah.
And we read most of the scripture in the Acts 17 verse 26, that we were made from one, our timings were pointed on a finger, even the bounds of our habitation. And we believe that we all, God passed us through Adam, and he called us Adam, according to Genesis 5, the verse 1 and 2. And these are our seven families.
Appeared
the first family of the Africans, those in the African continent. There appeared the second family. Family of Asians. Those in the Asian continent. And there appeared the third family. Family of the Europeans. Those in the continent of Europe. And we have the fifth family. We have the first family. Yes. The first family.
It's
the family of the Northern Americans. Those found in North American continent. Then we have the fifth family. Family of Southern Americans. Those in the continent of South America. Then we move to sixth family of the mankind.
Family Australians,
family of the Australians,
Australia.
Those in the continent of Australia.
Yes.
Ended with the seventh family.
Family Yaba Antarcticians.
Of the Antarcticians.
Antarctic continent.
In the continent of Antarctica.
Yes. Antarctica continent.
Continent of Antarctica.
But
we have questions we answered. Yes. They were special notes. Special notes. About seven families of angels.
With
the seven families of mankind. From the seven foreheads of a man. Which are on the four living creatures. We answered. Why seven families of mankind? They have different colors. Even though they come from the same foreheads of a man, which are on the four living creatures. We knew it's in the counsel of God the Father, and it's in the designing of God the Word. One we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. Those who send the Holy Spirit, and He creates us their counsel is according to Psalms 104 verse 30. And the three other questions we answered there. Yes. You were with us very well. We want to move on even this day. Do you know why I keep recapping them like that? You speak it to your brethren. Why I keep recapping the things. The first thing, we have new members among us. At least if you recap, they know where you've come from and where you are.
Hey, wow.
The second, there are things you have must have missed. Those you need to remember and to fill them up. Because the wrong thing you have is one. When I recap, you don't look in your nose to see. You are just looking at me. That at least you prove that that is the exact head in your rod. Yes. What seemeth the third? It also helps you to refresh right there. Because yesterday you ended the service when you are a bit heavy. Yes.
Now,
when I recap, you begin to wash through. And the anointing keep flowing. Now I said to you the real anointing which teaches. That which causes joy your way. What which refresh you.
Spoken
in the 1 John 2:27. That anointing in us, that teaching is enough. I have to keep stirring afresh within you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the many other reasons involving restoring your soul from where it's been meandering from. You are me recapping and beginning to pay attention whether you understood.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So on this day,
family.
This day, we see families of the moon,
family,
or the kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters, even the 14 families of the animals, which come from the same foreheads of the lion, which are on the four living creatures. Yes.
Okay.
Let us try to summarize it. Let's summarize like this. You might get a problem to write it.
Family,
the seven family of the moon,
enjuba,
the sun,
nemunye,
and the stars.
Clusters.
Even the clusters. And the 14 families of the animals which come from the same foreheads of the lion. Come from the same foreheads of the lion which are on the four living creatures. I'm going to repeat you right slowly. The seven families of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters. Even the 14 families of the animals. Even the 14 families of the animals. Which come from the four heads of the lion, which are on the four living creatures in the second heaven. Yes. Which come from the four heads of the lion, which are on the four living creatures in the second heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me hope
we are together. You have written the heading very well. We said seven families of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters. Even the 14 families of the animals, which come from four heads of the lion, which are on the four living creatures, the second heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The special thing you have gotten. You have heard that the family of animals, they total to 14.
They
would have been seven, but they divided them into two.
We
see that ahead.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
are going to see that ahead there. But according to Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 10, he speaks like this. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 10.
Ekifaananyi ky'obwenyi bwabyo byalina obwenyi bw'omuntu, era ebyo ebina byalina obwenyi bw'empologoma ku lubirizi olwa ddyo, era ebyo ebina byalina obwenyi bw'ente ku lubirizi lwabyo olwa kkono, ebyo byonna byalina n'obwenyi obw'empungu.
As for the likeness of their faces, the four had the face of a man, and the face of a lion on the right side, and the four had the face of a calf on the left side. The four also had the face of an eagle. Yes. All the four, they have the head of a lion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They have the head of a lion, face of a lion. Now within this face, or in this head, they are first come out, spirits which are given bodies. The body of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters, which are in the firmament of the heaven. Yes. Before you write that, we have said like this, that each living creature, on these four living creatures, it has the head of a lion, or the face of a lion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It,
out of this was first removed spirits of creations, which were given bodies to be the moon, to be the sun,
to
stars, and to be the clusters.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Revelation chapter 4, the verse
8,
he shows you of the one living creature how it appears. It has these four heads, each of the living creature. Let's read, we see. Revelation chapter 4, verse 8.
Nebiramu ebina, ngabiri na buli kimu ebiwawatiro, bina. Bijjudde amaaso enjuyi zonna ne munda. So tebiriiko kuwummula emisana n'ekiro, nga byogera nti mutukuvu, 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 Mukama Katonda omuyinza w'ebintu byonna, eyabaawo era abaawo era ajja okubaawo.
And the four living creatures had each of them four wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was, and is to come.
He.
Yes. They are four living creatures, but each living creature, it has on it the head of a lion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
so each living creature, it has on it the head of a lion. Just as each living creature has the head of a man, and it has the head of an eagle and of a calf. But on this time, we look most to these four heads of the lion. Where cometh seven families of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters, even the 14 families of the animals.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
always when you read and you hear God say, let there be, as he says, let there
be,
and these creations, their spirits have where they come from. As we've come reading Genesis chapter 1, this verse 24 and 25. Let's read, we hear. Genesis chapter 1, verse 24.
Ensere techina obulamu mungeri yacho ente neche walula nensolo yensi mungeri yayo bwechito bechali.
And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kinds, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after their kinds. And it was so. Verse
25.
And God made the beasts of the earth after their kinds, and cattle after their kinds, and every living thing that creepeth upon the earth after its kind. And God saw that it was good.
Hey.
Yes. When you read Genesis chapter 1, verse 24, when God said, let there be living creatures. There is in the four living creatures where spirits they are gotten. These four living creatures, many times they are showed in the Acts chapter 10, verse 9 to 14. And they are showed as the sheet held in the four corners. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. These four living creatures, they are usually showed as a sheet. held on the four corners. Why show that it is held on the four corners? Because each corner it represents one head of the living creature. Means the time when this sheet was being lowered, it was one living creature and has four heads, which assured us four corners of the sheet, and they show us piece of creations within it. Have you understood it well? Let's read, we move to understand. Acts chapter 10, verse 10.
Nalumwenjala, nayagala okulya, naye bwe balinga bajjula, omoyo gwe ne gukyusibwa.
And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance.
Olunyolwe 10
n'olumu. Verse 11.
Nalabe gulunga libikuse. Ekibuga ne kimukira nga kifaanana esuuka ennene ng'ekwatiddwa ku birenge bina okusibwa n'esibwa wansi.
And so heaven opened, and a certain vessel descended unto him, as it had been a great sheet held at the four corners and let down to the earth. Yes.
Yalengera vessel.
He saw a vessel.
Ekibya.
A vessel.
So
that they use a sheet, a vessel, something which holds things within it. When they speak of a vessel, even your body is a vessel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But they lowered this vessel, held on its four corners. Let's say the sheet held on the four corners. But each corner represents one head of a living creature, on the four heads which are on the living creature. And they show you spirits of different creations which are within that living creature. Let us read, we hear. Acts chapter 10, verse 12.
Omwali ebisolo byonna ebirina amagulu ana n'ebyekulula ebyensi n'ennyonyi ez'omu bbanga.
In which were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. Yes.
So
within it there were
engeri z'ebisolo byonna,
all type of beasts, animals, the birds, the insects, the fish, and they're within. Now God was able to lower down this living creature to show us spirits of creations which are within these living creatures. Let's read the next verse. Acts chapter 10, verse 13.
Edobozi nerijeri yenti golokoka Petero osale olie.
And there came a voice to him, rise Peter, kill and eat.
Onyole 14.
Verse 14.
Nae Petero nagamba nti nedda mukama wange kubanga siryanga kya muzizo ne wankubadde kibi.
But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean.
But
is there anything come from heaven that is unclean? That's why there's no creation animal here in its nature. Or a bird. Or an insect. Or a fish. And it's unclean. Here are the next verse, what it says. Acts chapter 10, verse 15.
Omulundi ogwokubiri nti Katonda bye yalongoosa tobifuula nga gwe bya muzizo.
The voice spoke unto him again the second time, what God has cleansed, that call not common.
Verse
16.
Ne kibawo kiti emirundi esatu. Amangu agechivya, nechituwalibwa mkuru.
This was done three times, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Yes.
Chadayo mkuru ya kumeme.
Went back into which heaven? The second heaven. The vessel called in contact with it. It was a living creature brought in that way. Taken back to the second heaven where it came from.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, wakati,
so in the Midwest,
ngatulaba family omusanvu,
as we see seven families of the moon,
enjuba,
the sun,
enjuba,
the stars,
enjuba,
and the clusters, even the 14 families
enjuba,
of the animals,
okuva mitu eneje
mporoguma, from the four heads of the lion,
mwebina,
on the four living creatures.
Okutegere, emyoji, obutonde, jijijimu,
have to understand spirits of creations where they are gotten from. From the four living creatures. And they are given different bodies. And that's why you see, even the kingdom, all the families of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters, them to have the spirit of life is in them. Sure. Because them two are spoken of to exist. Anytime he said, let there be,
there is
where it has to come from four living creatures to be put there. So let us first see the seven families of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters, those in the firmament of the heaven. From the four heads of the lion, in the four living creatures. Yes. Let's first get explained this.
Let us
see seven families of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters. Those in the firmament of the heaven, from the foreheads of the lion, which are on the four living creatures in the second heaven at creation. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, we read most in Genesis, chapter 1, verse 14. And we hear these words concerning the kingdom of the stars. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14.
Katonda nayogera nti wabewe ebyaka mu bbanga ery'eggulu, byawulenga emisana n'ekiro, bibenga ng'obubonero, n'ebiro, n'ennaku, n'emyaka.
And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Yes. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven, dividing day and night, dividing times and seasons. I tell you anytime God said, let there be.
There
is where spirits of creations have to be gotten from for living creatures, that they be made for those bodies of the light.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In
verse 15, he says this. Genesis chapter 1, verse
15.
And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Verse
16.
And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the stars also. Yes.
He
made two great lights that rule in the day, that rule the night, the moon that rules the day, the sun, even the stars. But most people think God just made them, they are there, they have no spirit of life. But they have spirits of life. And they were created. And they were given the bodies like of the stars as you see them. You know the way you see them is so weak. You see smaller things give light. But if you look at these images, the stars are bigger, they're even bigger than planets. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why in the Psalms 148, verse
3,
they assured they are living, even God commands them to praise Him. And you can't tell something praise you when it is not living. Psalms 148, verse
3. Mumutendeleze mwe emunyenyezo nezaka.
Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you stars of light.
He.
Yes.
Nobody
say you.
Oyinzo kutire omutino okugamba
kwe. A tree speak to
it. Omuti gomulamu.
Okay, the tree is living.
Obejinja no ligamba kwe.
Don't you speak to it that you?
Obato gudedalo.
Then you fallen mad.
Neba ganti.
But they say, you the stars, you the sun, and you the stars, you praise Him. And they are not living? Are they not living? You know, when the Lord God was giving spirits of angels bodies, those called the sons of God, to be in the first created heaven, in the realm above, and the same time giving spirits of angels bodies, at the same time he was giving spirits of the stars bodies. Yes, he was giving them bodies. That is why it is written. It is written in Job 38, verse 7. And he says this.
Job chapter 38,
verse 7. When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Yes. When the stars did what? They shouted out. They sang together. They sang together. We have heard they sing. Them two were given bodies once. And they began to sing. To sing. No. Something which has not the spirit of life in it. How can it begin to sing then?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But in that time, they moved on, be given different bodies. That's why you see,
First
Corinthians chapter 15. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 40 to 41, they show you different glorious bodies of the stars, to meaning that they were given bodies.
And
body never lives without the spirit. Sure. Then I see you've begun to understand them. Let's read we here. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 40.
n'eky'eky'okunsi kirala.
And there are also heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is one, and the glory of the earthly is another. Verse
41.
There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. Yes. Those ones have heavenly bodies. They don't have flesh with blood. The glorious bodies with in the precious stones. People see the stars from far. And they see the moon. And they see the sun. And they see the stars. And they say, perhaps there are things which were just formed right there. These are things God formed there up in the sky. You know, a craft, something formed, you can make it gives light. Yet there is no spirit in it. But him, God said, there is nothing that gives a body when it has not a spirit. It's neither there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's nothing that gives a body and it has no spirit. That is James chapter 2, verse 26.
Yakobo esula yakubiri olinyolwa bilimo mukaga.
James chapter 2 verse 26.
Kubanga omubiri awatali moyo bwe kubanga gufudde era n'okukkiriza bwe kutyo awatali bikolwa nga kufudde.
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Yes.
Yakobo biri.
James 2
kabiri mukaga.
Verse 26. As the body without spirit, it is dead. Even faith without works, it is dead.
Christ
showed you where, everywhere where there is a body, whether of heaven or of this earth, if there is no spirit in it, and it is dead, it means bodies of the moon are different. The sun and the stars, they differ. But you think they are naked bodies? Within them, they are spirits.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me hope you move to get enlightened and understand. And these ones, all spirits of these creations, they come right from the head of the lion. Why? Have you ever looked at the eyes of the lion? Different lions. Their eyes keep shining like that. As you see the stars. We want to answer that question. That why? Is it that God decided spirits of the moon or spirit closed body of a moon, spirit closed bodies of moon, sun and the stars, that they came from head of a lion? Yes. Because when you look to a lion, their eyes, they are glittering like that. Have you looked at a lion? Not physically fine. I know you fear it. Lions, their eyes, they are shining. As you see how this touch color, have you seen that lion? There are things you shall keep knowing. Have you seen them? But as the stars are, or as the moon is, that's why when he told you 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 41, he has told you the glory of the moon is another in giving, in shining, of the sun is another, even of the stars. Still within the star they differ in their light, as you see those eyes of the lion. Let's read we here.
Abakorinse ekisoka esura ya 15 olunyolwana mwolumu.
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 41.
Ekitibwa kyenjuba kirala, n'ekitibwa ky'omwezi kirala, n'ekitibwa ky'emmunyenye kirala, kubanga emmunyenye teyenkana na ginayo kitibwa.
There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. Yes.
Wow.
Sure. You've understood that. Why spirits which were given bodies to be the moon, the sun, and the stars, they are gotten from the head of the lion on the four living creatures. They are gotten from head of the lion on the four living creatures.
Because
as lions, their eyes shine in different ways. Even the stars are like that. Now God never make a mistake in creation. Family of the moon, the sun, and the stars. It is grouped in seven groups as the angels, because all we are created on the same day. Yes. Family of the moon, the sun, and the stars. Grouped in seven groups as those of angels, because all we are created on the same time. All we are given bodies in the same time. Yes.
Amos chapter 5,
verse 8. He says this.
Amos esura ya kutano.
Amos chapter 5 verse 8.
Munonyoyo akola kakaga n'entunga lugoye era afula ekisikiriza ekyokufa okubencha era asikiriza omusana n'ekiro ayita amazzi ag'omunyanja n'agafuka ku maaso g'olukalu mukama lyerinnya lye.
Seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turns the shadow of death into the morning, and makes the day dark with night, that calls for the waters of the sea, and pours them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. Yes. Seek him that makes the seven stars and Orion. Yes. Correct your Uganda Bible or the Runyankole. Any other language they have not corrected well. Seek him that makes the seven stars and Orion. Yes. Orion is group. They move in those group. But we are not going to list one by one, because there are very many. But what you have to know, them two are in seven groups. As you see angels,
you
Read well Amos chapter 5 verse 8. They move in seven groups. But because of their numerity, we are not going to be able to list them. Now, each group of the seven, others, as you see, angels, Gabriel, each group has tens of thousands. God retained them and they are a mystery to him. In the Psalms 147, verse 4 to 5.
Zaburi chikumi anamusamvu, olunyo lwokuna.
Psalms 147, verse 4.
Abale munye nyomwendo gwazo, azitumazo nam amanyagazo.
He determines the name of the stars. He calls them all by their names. Verse 5.
Mukama wafe mukuru, erobu yinzabwe wamanyi, okutegera kwete kulowoze keka.
Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. Yes. You know to go greet them. You must have the infinity of knowledge. Knowledge which is infinite. Not just the fullness of knowledge. That is what God surpassed on us.
And
he will never give it to us no matter how we want it. Accepted to give us full knowledge. But didn't give us infinite knowledge. Knowledge is infinite. Except to give full knowledge.
I call
full knowledge of God in the national ministries. Even that knowledge we have it. But not that infinite.
Which
enables him to know what happens per second. Even before the second knocks. That you retained it. Me too, I don't have it. Except he has just told me
that
the next second I'm going to do like this. And don't come to ask me those. If you'll ask them to me too, I'll ask them from him. But ask me things of full knowledge.
Amen.
Those we have them here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he counts all the stars and he knows their names. And every group. All their seven groupings you've heard of. In Amos chapter 5, verse 8. They are in seven groups. But each group there are many. That's what he turned to himself. But if you want to understand well their groupings, in full knowledge, you have to go back and know that they were created on the same day as the angels. And they were grouped as the angels are. Yes. It means you can say the group which represent the angels Michael. The group of the stars represent angels Gabriel. They have those representation. We know them through that. There are those
which
weapons of God as the angels Michael are. But I don't want to take you into all that in on this time. But if you want to group them, they were created on the same day as the angels. They were grouped as the angels are. Seven groups of the angels, how they are.
Group
If you want to know the groups of the moon, the sun, and the stars, they were created on the same day with the angels. And we can group them as the angels are. When we go back to Job 38 verse 7, he says this. Job chapter 38 verse
7.
When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy, yes, the morning stars, how they sang together, even the sons of God, they shouted for joy. They shouted for joy. They were released at the same time. And it's the reason why, when you're reading the Bible, there is a point you find angels hidden in the mystery of the star. Yes. And they said the star came from heaven, having key of the bottomless pits. And the star came from heaven, and he has key of bottomless pits.
He said,
maybe they speak of the stars I see, but they speak of an angel. But because when God was given angels' bodies, first heaven, the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, still the same time, even stars were being given bodies. That's why in Revelation chapter 9, verse 1, they speak this. Revelation chapter 9, verse 1.
Nendaba emunyenyenge eva mugulu yegwa ku nsi nawewa esumulizo ekyobunyo obutakoma.
And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven onto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Yes. Now he saw the fifth angel sounded the trumpet. He saw a star falling from heaven. It was falling or descending? It was descending. And he was given. And the star, and he was given. This wasn't that star you see. He was given because he was an angel. But they had them in the mystery of the star, because we were created at the same time. According to Revelation chapter 20, verse 1, he says this. Revelation chapter 20, verse
1.
And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Yes. Now when you connect Revelation 9 verse 1 and Revelation 20 verse 1, you can understand that the star which came from heaven,
and
he was given key of the bottomless pit, you can understand he was an angel. And you can understand well,
if
you connect Revelation 9 verse 1, Revelation 20 verse 1, and Revelation 9 verse 11, Chapter 9, verse 11,
show
that star we speak of is the angel Abaddon of the chains. Let us read Revelation 9. Revelation chapter
9,
verse
11.
And they had a king over them, who is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue he has the name Apollyon. Yes.
So to sabolo grouping family of mwezi.
So we can group family of the moon,
enjuba,
the sun,
ne munyenye,
and the stars.
Mu group za mu family za zo musanvu.
In their seven families.
Nga tusinzira u family omusanvu za abamalayika.
As we base on seven families of angels.
Kubanga
because
bado ndebwa.
They were given bodies on the same day. And it's the reason why we've seen that angels, the time they speak of them, hide them in the mystery of the star. When you read in the Job 38,
in
the verse 7, and they saw the morning stars sing together,
and
sons of God shout for joy. The sons of God we speak of, there are angels. But we have been told, Revelation 9 verse 1, angels, they hide them in the mystery of the star. That's why you've understood when they say, I saw a star fall from heaven, and he was given the key of the bottomless pit.
Already
opened for you that this star is not usual. If they attach on, and he was given,
then
we want to seek, who is that? What has taken us, Revelation 20 verse 1. I saw an angel come from heaven having key of bottomless pit and the great chain. And we understood Revelation 9 verse 11 is the angel in charge of bottomless pit, angel Abaddon of the chains.
So
when we group kingdom of the moon, the sun, and the stars, group them according to the seven groups of angels. And we said the group of angels
representing family of Malaika Michael.
Representing family of angels Michael. Those who fight warfare. You know angels, you just attach them to it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We saw the first group of stars
representing
represented angel Michael. We saw second group of the stars
representing
angel Gabriel. The third group of the stars
representing
angels Raphael. You can call it group of family.
Family,
the fourth family of the stars,
representing family of Malaika Abaddon,
representing family of angels Abaddon of the chains.
Family,
family of the stars,
representing Ariel,
representing angels Ariel, rainfall and creations. Sixth is family of the stars, representing angels Kamuel, those of fire. Seventh, family of stars, representing angels Jophiel of the seal of God. Yes. It's the way we can ease it. families, grouping families of the stars, sun and the moon. You know, the scientists, they go up there and they begin to gaze at them and they say they are in groups. These ones look like this, and they ask why. But you've understood most of them. There is one thing I want you to understand on these stars, on the family of the stars, the sun and the moon. People have the question, they say. They say they will come, fall from heaven, and fall from the firmament. They will fall when their spirits are within them. But there's no body which falls down when it still has the spirit. It never rises up. But that which falls and never rises, when the spirit is checked out of it. It's
true.
On that day is when we're going to see the stars falling. It will not be the star, the spirit, for they will be, the spirits will be checking out of their bodies, entering in the glory of the sons of God, and the bodies fall. Spirits which have been in the stars, they are given heavenly bodies to be as angels. That would have been a question you two asks. In Matthew 24:29. And he says this. Matthew 24:29.
Nayo amanguago, oluvanyuma lw'ebonyobonyo, echo munaku ezo, enjuba erifuuka ekizikiza, n'omwezi tegulyolesa musana gwagwo, n'emmunyenye zirigwa okuva mu ggulu, n'amaanyi ag'omu ggulu galinyenyezebwa.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give its light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken.
Yes.
Our Lord Jesus and is coming back. The stars are falling.
Oh, ish.
Our stars. Hey, you have to even that day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So emiyo ejayambazibwa mubiri.
So the spirits shall close the bodies to be as the stars. They will be unclothing those bodies. In the midst of melting,
those
bodies will be melting. Go back in the glory of the sons of God.
Yeah.
Yes. According to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. Second Peter chapter 3 verse 10.
Naye olunaku lwa Mukama waffe lulijjanga mubbi, eggulu lwe lirivaawo n'okuwuuma okunene, n'ebintu byonna birisaanuuka olw'okwokebwa okungi n'ensi n'ebikolebwamu.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Yes. Heavens will be passing away. The stars, them too are melting as they fall. Then spirits which have been in them, all as they enter glory of the sons of God. According to Romans chapter 8, verse 18 up to 22. Yes. They will be entering glory of the sons of God. And there are no more stars as we saw them in the sky, or as we see them. For not many of us see them. We just see from far. We see small things.
Katusoma olw'okuva ku lw'ekkumi.
Let's read from verse 20 to 21.
Balumi esula ya munana olunyo lwa makumi abiri.
Romans chapter 8 verse 20.
Kubanga ebitonde byatekebwawo okufugibwa obutaliimu. Silwa kwagala kwabyo wabula kubwoyo yabifugisa mu kusuubira.
For the creation was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Verse
21.
Because the creations itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Yes. On that day, they will be moving from that circular body. Enter in the body of the glory of the children of God. Two is when they will go back be as angels.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
in the summary, those are what concerns seven families of the stars, the sun and the moon, those in the firmament of the heaven, coming from the foreheads. The spirits are gotten from foreheads of the lion. Those are the four living creatures in the second created heaven, the rim above. On day tomorrow,
we
are going to move on with 14 families of the animals coming from four heads of the lion, which are on the four living creatures in the second heaven, the rim above. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Reading with us the Bible.
Noting. Okukiriza.
Believing.
N'okwongera okubeera omwetegefu okuteeka mu nkola.
Moving to be ready, put in action.
Wamu n'okwongera eri abantu.
Even to spread to the many.
Mulinyira Mukama waffe.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.